Me making this fellow call, also President Law Honira Rugby Union Association, as me fellow go into competition, yeah, big league blow Honira clubs, have go into the third week now, and me fellow notice him that injury can come a big blow with the players, blow with the clubs, and have now me call for remind him or the clubs for more careful. And also for check him good over the players below water before water field him in, because rugby him physical game, so me will try as much as me will have do him for make sure that safety below water players importantly. But that's why me call for every clubs for doing medical checkups and medical clearance below water players below water before field him in before any match or anything let him. Medical team law tournament for survey about so that if I got them proper information law the players where play law tournament. Yeah,
this one hemi what you say law here me involving what division eight teams
if I got them two fall division law this all tournament one fall him grand premier division for him me feature him now what the elite clubs law and another one him division A him feature him now team two or by me say him law bottom level. Low this whole tournament and team two have featured him now mostly over the young players and some of veteran players who still got him like for play rugby or joining to this whole division A. Now I think maybe I'll have to be more review back and strict to him for next year, whereas we will try for keep him division A and mainly for development team, which is by him under 19 or maybe under 20. Now I think with him injury him sustained before looking stuck injury him come up now low or division A.
Recently, you may look him also ma Gammon Blow Australia through long pack out sports. I think all of give him some for equipment, yeah, to site long rugby union. How you for long Honiara benefit him too, or what now story?
Yeah, so this program is for development for rugby throughout not just Honiara alone, yeah, but local provinces as well. Me fala Honiara rugby, me fala look towards too for work towards with him, not this fala GIR program, get into rugby program, by having development programs next year, whereby him cater for what under maybe teenagers, high schools, and under 19. So that program is program blow GIR, with him support blow Australian government, him really helpful, yeah. Or make him rugby him come a big low country.
Now, for you for a low Honiara, let's say, what now future blow this fellow sport? If not low Honiara, low Solomon Islands, you look him?
It's that one him one big challenge. Rugby, low country, low Solomon Islands, especially low Honiara, it him one big challenge. Me look him, that compared to soccer, soccer is very big, football, him very big, low Solomon Islands. A lot of people want to play soccer. But the passion for rugby lawyer him big too, especially among our Polynesian islands. Every what the Polynesian groups blame me, ethnic group blame me, Solomon Islands. They are the ones that what really come up with him rugby, and not just only them, but you have Malaita province, the biggest contributor to rugby. Then you got him other islands like Makira, West, and Isabel as well. But the challenge here is we need to get the game up. You may need for to come up this fella sport rugby for come up big more. Also, this fella time lo Honiara rugby league this fella garam numa about seven fella clubs and seven fella clubs yeah him garam one team each lo premier division and one fella lo division A. But still, you can see still by me looking the number lo of the teams yeah. And compared to other sports like soccer or other sports where I got to play inside low country, rugby him still me looking more same challenge blow him now that him need for expand, for extend or for make him big more so that this will support him spread to everyone and you me low future you miss have got him a lot of people, lots of teams playing the sport rugby.